Hey, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. I'm the real Dave Hodges. We're going to get to that in just a minute. Please share this work far and wide. We are brought to you by great product, great service, great people, saving your nest egg, Noble Gold. You leave your money in the bank, you're going to lose it. Leave your retirement associated with the bank, you're going to lose it. The dollar is done. We're seeing the uncoupling of the world from the dollar now. And the Dodd-Frank Law 2010 says the banks can keep your assets. You're an unsecured creditor. Noble Gold can save you from this misery of having a 1929 moment. I want you to call them right now at 877-646-5347. 877-646-5347. FTC wants me to tell you that anytime you deal in investments, things like this, there's always a risk. We agree with giving the warning. 877-646-5347. I've been an advertiser of Noble Gold for 7 years. I've been a customer for six. 877-646-5347. Now, we're going to go to screen share here, and I'm going to show you something that I'm not surprised in right here. This was sent to me by someone in our audience, and I'm in the process of checking this out. And to this person who's imitating me and using my name for false purposes, I want to expose this to the public. This is not me. Notice here, the common sense shows I don't have an S on the name. It's the common sense show. And you can see the response there. And let me blow it up for you here. Mr. Matty B., thank you for your support. Have you made the necessary provisions against recession, WEF, CBDC reset on your finances and also migrating to QFS? I'm not sure what QFS is. My lawyer is going to find out. Protect your finances from the cabals and back up your assets with QFS to avoid all fluctuations. You can contact me via DaveHodges061@gmail.com on how to go about getting your QFS account for more efficient security against all global reset. I want you in the audience to do me a favor. Please send this person an email and tell them their fraud has been exposed. This is not me. My Gmail address is thecommonsenseshow23.com, and I use it for a lot of purposes. I don't really use it for a lot of show related purposes. It's more business. But this clown right here, DaveHodges061@gmail.com, is a fraudster. And we're going to get to the bottom of this. And clearly, I think they're trying to bilk people out of their money by using my name to do it. This is not me. And I want to thank the person who sent this to me. I'm not going to identify them, but please do me a favor. Send this fraudster an email letting them know the jig is up and the lawyers are coming. So thank you for your support. What do I think this is? I got to tell you, I'm 50-50. This may be an opportunist trying to gather clients, potential clients to his financial cause because he doesn't have the draw. So he's using my name to do that. That's one possibility. The other one is this is an intel operation designed to discredit me. And look, I had an impact on the WF. I'm not solely responsible. I'm not majorly responsible. But I had an impact on the WF, the UN, wanting to bring in the WHO pandemic treaty. And I've been all over this for a year. And I promoted this petition of recent, got over millions of signatures. That's why I think it might be an intel operation. But I'm 50-50 split on this. This could be nothing but a fraudster. A fraudster who I'm going to see if I can't put him in jail. Anyway, please do me a favor. Right here, you see DaveHodges061@gmail.com. Send the fraudster an email and let them know the jig is up. And I'm coming for them. There's no question about it. This person is fraud. You can't even do something that similar on copyright law. There have been people that have been sued over this successfully, and now he's using my name in combination with this. He's exposed. Thanks for joining us. Thank you for your help in straightening out this fraud. I appreciate your support. We'll see you back here next time.
Hey, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Before we get started on our story today, I think it's important that I cover a couple of definitions. Fascism. Fascism is the illicit, unethical, and many times illegal, and in our country, unconstitutional marriage between business, private business, and government, where they're working as one entity, totally antithetical to our system. Secondly, First Amendment. There are five provisions covered in the First Amendment. We're going to focus on one for the purpose of this story, and it is freedom of speech. Now, the First Amendment says those rights contained in the First Amendment, most notably for this show, the freedom of speech, shall not be abridged. It means you can't do anything to it. Well, that's exactly what your fascist government is doing with fascist social media who will participate with them. And what's interesting about this, and I'm going to throw this as another log on the fire, this comes from Mark Warner. He's the head of the Senate Intelligence Committee, and he is reopening censorship discussions. They're calling it misinformation, but that's all BS. Censorship discussions he's entering into them with social media in advance of the election so they can try to control the outcome by controlling the opinions of people who aren't very aware. Now, people like you who come here on a regular basis are not going to be fooled by what they do. But the thing is we still have 60, 65% of our country that are woefully ignorant on political issues. And you well know that as you've tried to have discussions with family members and friends and you get these glassy-eyed stares like, what kind of nutcase are you? You know exactly what I'm talking about. And that's who they're going after here. So we're going to get into that here in some detail. And then we're going to talk about the reemergence of an old figure we thought we got rid of once. But just like a bad cold, Nina Jankowicz is back. That's right. She's back. You don't remember who she is? I'll remind you. I'm Dave Hodges. You're at The Common Sense Show. And we are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And we are brought to you by Magic Dico Products. Now, these products, as I've told you, you need to hear me and hear me clearly. It's not a medicine. All it does is it does makes your body produce its own vitamin C. It opens the vitamin D receptors. It basically provides homeostasis for your system. And your system then will go to work on what's most urgent. Now, you know about my lung linings. I've talked about that. I had a very negative prognosis. And now I'm healthier than I was before I got sick. And that's because of the NanoSoma spray. I stopped all other medications. Power God, NanoSoma, maybe one and the same in this case. Now, with regard to my knee that I'm doing physical things on that I haven't been able to do in 2 decades without it swelling up, my muscles are sore, but my knee is fine. And that's because I rub the Betasoma gel on there. This is all under the Magic Dicol products. I got to tell you, folks, whatever your concern is, you really need to look at this. I have never been so excited about natural health care. Never. This is, and I've had some incredible luck. Dr. Ted Brower with his products kept me off the knee surgery table, what, 20 years ago when I started to really have serious knee issues. But I've never been this excited. You really absolutely need to look at this. And you can get a free newsletter, but the thing is you really need to get the products. And now my wife has become a convert. People around me are becoming converts because they've seen what it's done for me. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Now, let me give you a couple more definitions here. There's communitarian law and constitutional law. Up until Obama came into office, and with a few George Bush exceptions like the Patriot Act brought in by that communist, we were a constitutional republic. The government's duty was to defend you
with regard to your civil liberties. So if you had a problem with abridgment of freedom of speech, for example, someone was an employer was acting against you in your political interests, totally illegal. The Supreme Court or its lower courts, even municipal court, could step in and stop it, and they could fine the offenders. But we're not applying the law that way any longer. Constitutional law means that your rights are supreme over government action. And if their actions conflict with the Constitution and your civil liberties, the government has to stop. And it's generally the role of the courts to stop it. We don't have that anymore because our courts have become politicized. So that's constitutional, like communitarian law. The European governments tell their people, you have freedom of speech? Yeah, you can even get a handgun, kind of, sort of, under certain conditions. But here's the deal. All the rights that you have in Europe that they say you have, due process, fits them. Freedom of speech, if you're not really offending anybody. You see, there's conditions. Communitarian communism. Communitarian communism. We have moved into a communitarian system. Now that we've established the theoretical base for this presentation, let's go to the Senate Intelligence Committee. They have reopened discussions with social media, and they weren't definitive, but we know who we're talking about. Instagram, to, I'd say TikTok, but they're on their way out. Okay, TikTok pissed somebody off. They weren't playing the censorship game properly, I guess. It wasn't because of China, trust me, because our politicians are owned by China. So what is happening here? Well, they're conspiring to keep certain viewpoints off. For example, Google banned a Trump ad that was just no more than an ad, one of the rare political ads we're seeing for the GOP now. They banned it, but they don't ban the lies of Biden's ad on abortion and blaming Trump, who wasn't even in office, and it was a Supreme Court function that put Roe v. Wade at the level of the states. They didn't ban it either. That would also be a lie. But they don't stop that at Google, but they stop a normal ad from Donald Trump. So we look at this and see that's fascism. And does and conspiring to shut you up is fascism. When government colludes with private business, it's fascism. Now, the private business, in this case, the social media, is also violating the law. Section 230 says that they can't censor unless they want to be responsible for all content on their platform. So when the pedophiles, and you've all seen it on places like YouTube, and the pedophiles come on, they say their thing. If it's up there, I think it's longer than 48 hours, the law says they can be tried as if they put it up there themselves. But we're not enforcing 230. See, who's following the rules? And then DHS, I've covered this extensively, so I'll be very brief. They say that this new brand of censorship that's coming out is to counter misinformation about the election. In other words, anything that doesn't go against the prevailing uniparty is misinformation. But DHS took it further. You remember what I told you? There's dis and misinformation. Okay, we're not getting into the fine points of the definition differences, but basically that's shutting you up. But malinformation is even worse. Malinformation means that what you're saying about the government or its officials might be true. But if you're undermining authority, well, then you're violating democratic principles. You see, by administrative fiat, not law, agencies of the US government under Biden now have stopped enforcing individual liberties, okay, as part of their duty against government overreach. They're now protecting institutions that they call democratic institutions. This even includes the mainstream media, and it won't be long until they can shut you up about the mainstream media. But not only that, they won't just shut you up. DHS has declared malinformation, truthful criticism of a protected government institution or person. They've declared that to be domestic terrorism. And that brings in the NDAA, which means they can lock you up without due process. Oh, yes, folks, follow the line of reasoning and look this up if you don't know what I'm talking about. NDAA 2011. If you're declared to be an enemy combatant, which domestic terrorism is, You can be locked away without due process. No one knows where you're at. No one knows if you're dead or alive. You don't get a lawyer. You don't get a phone call. You get a deep, dark hole until they kill you. So they can shut you up, they can lock you up, and they can do worse. This is where we're at. And it's interesting, the head of the Senate Intelligence Committee is the one who's doing this crap. Because let's go back in time. Let's rewind to Hunter Biden and the laptop schedule. 17 directors, ex-directors of intelligence agencies came out and said this was Russian disinformation in advance of the election, of course, trying to manipulate people's political opinion of the ignorant. I mean, we all knew on our side, people who were aware, Hunter Biden's an absolute criminal. But here's the deal. These intelligence people all stuck together. Now, here's what this means. We're undergoing a communist revolution in this country. This is Bolshevik communism. There's no question about it. The intelligence agencies are part of it. And it's not an accident that the new brand of censorship coming out of the Senate Intelligence Committee is the Intelligence Committee, bringing in the intelligence agencies. Do you know what that means? The intelligence agencies of this country, including the FBI and the Department of Justice, they are colluding to overthrow the United States. You're saying, Dave, those are strong words. Well, wait a minute. If you're going from a constitutional system where you're not obeying Article 4, the border, you're not obeying First Amendment rights for its citizens, right to bear arms, or that's constantly under attack. Okay. Squatters' rights in New York City that can take legitimate properties away from American cities. That's the Quartering Act. That's Amendment 3, right? Illicit spying using the Stingray program or illegal search, illegal seizure, it's Amendment 4. And then the Fifth Amendment, due process. No, you're not getting due process. We're going to use the NDAA to lock you up. Do you see where this is going? The intelligence agencies are conspiring to have a communist overthrow of this government. They are traitors. The CIA, the FBI, the DOJ. Folks, it's definition. That's why I started this out by definition. This isn't the opinion of Dave Hodges. If we were truly in a court of law and he had a system of justice that actually still worked, these people would all be going to prison for treason. For treason. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong. Now, what's the answer? The first answer is civil disobedience. What's the first major issue you're going to have to deal with besides shutting you up and you can't put your opinion on many social media sites? You know what the answer is? Oh, you're bringing that draft in? No, not my kid. No. No, my kid's not cannon fodder for war as a prophet. No, we're not doing that. That's your first step. Your second step is to become food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. Be as independent of the system as you can. Gold, silver, Bitcoin. Get independent of the system. Shop locally. Stay out of the corporates as much as you can. Okay? This is what you need to do. This is the beginning of the answer. And then pray collectively and incessantly, okay, that this Bolshevik communist takeover done by people inside of our governmental institutions, including the Congress, the Senate, the Supreme Court, the Office of the President, the executive branch, all of this is being done to us. And we need to pray that it's reversed, that God will scatter these people to the four ends of the earth. This is what we need to be praying for. If you got a better idea, let me know, because picking up your shotgun ain't the answer. As Biden said in his stumbling, bumbling, demented way, we have F-16s, you have M-16s. Who's going to win? He didn't say that articulately, but that's what he meant. And he's correct. Any revolution that's armed will not come from you. It will not come from me. And you're stuck on egocentrism if you think that. It'll come from the military white hats. And right now, that's an unknown quantity with unknown potential. And I'm not even going to go there because I don't know what I'm talking about. But I do know what I'm talking about with this. If you do not resist and crumble this system before it can get its clinches into you with 15-minute cities, CBDC, we are history. and this will be the next great genocide, because that's what history shows us. This is the progressive path we're on. And if that's not true, then everything I learned in history as an undergraduate, and then as I taught it as a young high school teacher, then that's just not accurate. And we know that's not true. Stand up and stop this.
Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. And we're going to go over something that should really concern you and make you think about proper preparation. Because I think one of the plans they have, if they don't think they could be successful in stealing the election through censorship and just outright theft, is to induce a belief that there is a pandemic. Real or not, I have no idea. But the signs are forming, and the first signs of it over on Slay Magazine with Frank Bergman, and we're going to go there and visit in just a minute. But first, we want to tell you about our sponsor, Dr. Gundry. I'll tell you, this guy is fantastic. He uncovers so much about the false food pyramid and other schemes that we need to take a look at something he says is really good for us, and he wants you to watch a video about it, and it's olive oil. And unfortunately, olive oil is misunderstood because there's a variety of flavors. I mean, so many people make it, and not all of them have the public's best interest at heart. And what does that mean? Because they'll cut corners to make profits. And there are some kinds of olive oil only takes a few ounces per week to get the benefits. And the benefits are many. Makes you look younger on the outside, and on the inside, it really helps your system function more accordingly. And so I think it's really important that we go take a look at Dr. Gundry's video, and you can start to make some decisions about what you're going to put into your body that will help you. So we take a look at how you get this information, because this video's gone viral. And I got to tell you that we want to make sure that you get the right kind of olive oil. So here's what you do. You go to getolive1.com/Dave. That's getolive1.com/Dave. Or you can simply, if you're watching us on social media, click the description box below, getolive1.com/Dave, and look at what he's telling you about something that you really should be using, but how you should be using it and what specific type that this form should come in. It's absolutely fantastic. I highly recommend it. Okay, Frank Bergman, this is really, really interesting to me here. He's done a really good analysis and investigative reporting on Bill Gates' behavior prior to leading up to the release of COVID. So you can see here, this is Slay, and the title is Bill Gates Colluded with Who? Pandemic-Related Insider Training. And we're going to go a little deeper than that, but Frank's work here is fantastic. That's Frank Bergman. I'm going to give him the proper credit. And it goes on to say, a renowned economist testified that Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates colluded with the head of the World Health Organization to massively profit from insider trading linked to major pandemic-related announcements. And a Canadian economist and an author of 13 books has basically really blown the lid off of this. This man heads the Center of Research on Globalization, which runs the website Global Research, which I'm very familiar with. And let's get into what they claim is illegal behavior. Now, if they were in the U.S. Congress, they can do insider trading. They shouldn't be able to, because we go to jail for it, but they can. Anyway, let's go down here. It says, here we go. Tedros gave Gates and others ample opportunity to buy and sell stock to maximize profits based on their insider knowledge, according to this witness, Chazudovsky. And he's the head, like I said, of that research site that's absolutely fantastic. But you look at this right here, this is absolutely incredible. So these people, Gates did Event 201.
I think he collaborated with Tedros. I think that Mr. Bergman should look at, because I believe there was collaboration there. And Event 201 was a dress rehearsal for the real rollout of COVID, as we know. But I think this was probably done at the behest of Tedros of the World Health Organization, so they had time to set up their insider training. And why they're scaring the world with people dropping face down into the pavement in China from COVID, people would say, whoa, we got to buy stuff that's related to this. And the stocks go way up. Here's the other thing, too. Ask yourself this question. How many people did you see drop dead from COVID in the street? They face planted. No, we didn't. This was Chinese propaganda, and I believe they were all in this together. We don't have access to the Chinese banking records, but it says it all. Now, listen to this. This is really interesting. Lockdowns were a central feature of what they did, but they didn't lock everything down. Wasn't it interesting? You know, churches and schools, lockdown. But if you're one of the big corporate stores, no lockdown. Regular business selling the same thing, lockdown. If you're a church, lockdown. Casino, no lockdown. Not interesting. And the reason I go through that dichotomy is, listen to this. They said, first of all, Gates made a fortune from insider trading in 2020. And then throughout the long and illustrious career, Professor Chazdowski said he's been researching the global economy. And he said, here's what he found. When you freeze an economy, you contribute to mass poverty. That's what they want to do. They want to impoverish us. So we have to move eventually into their stack and pack cities. That's my add-on to this article. Frank Bergman did not say that, but I think this is the logical conclusion. If you're not able to maintain where you're living, what do? Well, you do where the government tells you to do. You go where they tell you to go if you want to survive. And then it goes on to say the lockdowns broke the economy, had mass poverty on both the national and international levels. Now, I like this statement right here. I think we should all be considering this. By closing down economic and social activity in response to the so-called pandemic, from an economic standpoint, when you confine the labor force, you freeze the workplace. The answer is obvious. It's economic collapse. So you cause poverty individually. You cause an economic collapse massively. Tell me, is this not what I've been alleging about the Biden administration since they came into office? What's the first thing they did to the energy economy? They took away the energy. The Keystone Pipeline was probably the most notable example of that. So anyway, let's come back to here, and let me, I dealt with that distraction here, but let's get back to the point here. When you look at how the economy was impacted, micro level with individuals, right? Macro level with the nation's economy. What's the other thing that Biden's done? Well, he sold off the strategic oil reserves. Now, wait a minute. If you're killing oil production in your country and you're going from being an oil exporter to oil deprivation, why would you destroy your reserves? Particularly if your military is going to need it and your administration is busy trying to start wars with Russia and China independently, and now they're in the third conflict in support of Israel, to the most part, in the Middle East. That's a three-front war, and we did away with the strategic oil reserves. That doesn't make much sense, does it? So the professor's allegation is correct. The lockdowns destroyed economic lives on the micro level, and on the macro level, it started to destroy the economy. And this is where we're at today. We're sitting on the edge of a collapsed dollar. There's no question. We have, what, now over two was no, it was over 1,000 banks, 1,084 to be exact, were put on the extreme dangerous watch list. And that was 2 weeks ago. And Federal Reserve says, oh, yeah, we're probably going to have some bank failures. And the FDIC can't cover it. Let's see. We had collusion to make money on COVID. We have the complete destruction of individual and the national life of America, economically speaking. We have a social cultural invasion with things like cutting genitals off of kids. Is this clear? Are we connecting just more dots? Are we reinforcing our original assertions on a different level now? Because I hope that you see this. These people are after you. And Donald Trump said something very, very, very profound. He said, they're not really after me. They're after you. I'm just in the way. Bingo. Why can't he be president? Because he might revitalize the economy. He might reopen the Keystone Pipeline. He might get us out of the United Nations and the World Health Organization, that at the end of this month, they can basically take over the entire country through an illegal, unconstitutional treaty that Biden signed us into. Yeah, that's why. I would hope that you would play this far and wide, because maybe even the most, what, crazy? You must be one of those conspiracy theorists. You've been watching Dave Hodges and the Common Sense Show too much. You might go from hearing those kind of comments to hearing, this is starting to make some sense. COVID's fatality statistics that were greatly inflated because the government paid $13,000 for a diagnosis, they paid $39,000 for a COVID death, and we know about the forged death certificates and all the inaccurate reporting and the overdiagnosis and all the false positives. We know all that. But even with those numbers, it wasn't much higher than the flu. So much for a pandemic. Now, let's take this and bridge one step further. What about going forward? The bird flu. And I've made this point before, but I'm going to make it again because it's timely to what I'm saying. I believe there are forces that want the bird flu to become something they can declare a pandemic. Whether it is or not, they want to give the appearance. So we saw this reached the mainstream media. Doug Thornton, to his credit, reported it 1 week before it hit the mainstream media. 20% of milk samples in this country are infected with the bird flu. Chicken poop, avian flu, bird flu, being fed to cows, meat, dairy. And what's the one thing the C40 cities headed up towards the 15-minute cities end up goal? What are they saying? Well, you're not going to eat meat and dairy. Are you beginning to connect some dots here? But back to the original assertions found out by Frank Bergman, I totally agree with him. Everything he said is true. This was for profit, but there's more. It's also for control. And I think it gives you the blueprint of what to look for, of what's going to come in next. And I would predict it's going to be the bird flu. That's it for the Common Sense Show. We'll see you back here again next time.
Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We're the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And we just don't need one person at a time. We need 1 million. And the only way we can do that is for you to share. We need to wake people up. This is a sobering report. And I'm setting the stage for a report that's coming up in our next segment. And I really want to stress how the purveyors of the most deadly action perpetrated by a government against its own people happened right here in the United States. And these people now who perpetrated this fraud, such as Dr. Redfield, the former CDC director, how they're trying to backtrack now and saying, oh, we just didn't know. We know there were problems, but yeah, they're trying to avoid Nuremberg trials. Should we ever gain control of our government? This is why they have to get Trump. Because when Trump comes in, the first thing he's going to do is save America by canceling the illegal, unconstitutional treaty with the World Trade or, excuse me, World Health Organization and their pandemic treaty. And he's going to say, get the hell out of here. And by the way, we're charging you with fraud and we're going to collect reparations and they have to get him out. And but these other people are afraid, well, what if it's a Hillary Clinton 2016 deal and the favorite doesn't win? And gee, our butts could be hanging out and we could stand trial at Nuremberg and we could get hung, Dr. Redfield. Yeah, he talks out of both sides of his mouth. So anyway, we're gonna get into that here. And speaking of health and speaking of well-being, I want to talk to you very quickly about iwantmyhealthback.com. /Dave Hodges. You need to listen to what I'm telling you. This is so important. We have the World Health Organization in 2 days coming breakneck speed towards us, and they're going to mandate more deadly vaccines, more unproven treatments, ban things like ivermectin that we know work, and they're going to impose their will on us. They're going to shut us up from talking about what they're doing. And there's 2 days left. May I suggest you take control of how you're feeling, like I did when I reversed
stripped lung linings from severe RSV and pneumonia, and now I'm back to normal functioning. And I'm amazed myself at this. I got my life back because of this product. Because I had quit all the other medications, they said we're going to treat it, and I knew it was voodoo science. And then I told you too about the Metasomer gel. So I told you what it did for my knee. I'm imploring you. Before we move into this era of government-sponsored health attacks on the people, and that's exactly what COVID was, it's exactly what the vaccinations were, and now we got lots of people admitting to it. Here's Redfield. We're going to talk about what he said. And it's interesting how the story can fit with our ad, but it fits. It fits perfectly. Take control of your health right now. I want my health back.com/Dave Hodges. Never seen anything like this. This is the major breakthrough, the biggest major breakthrough in natural healthcare history. Well, Dr. Redfield, what? Explicative. Okay. So I'll let that pass in the interest of being a family show. But he's a double talker. He's now coming out and he's saying vaccines during the, this is a quote from the so-called pandemic. Okay, here he goes. He said that, yes, they did do some damage, but he still insisted that these clot shot jabs saved a lot of lives. But he did say there were tens of thousands of people who died after getting injected. That's a quote. There were tens of thousands of people who died after getting the injections. Well, first of all, they saved no lives. There's not one study that shows the efficacy of the treatment. Not one. Not one. And because if it was true, we would see it every day on the mainstream media. But the Smith and Jones report says very clearly that X amount of millions of people were saved. And we're saying, bull crap. Bull crap. That doesn't exist. And they can't say it now. They're running from it. And on, gosh, what was it? 11, no, 10 days ago. I believe it was 10 days ago. Redfield was on a show called News Nation with Chris Cuomo. He's an authoritative source. And he said, it's sad how many Americans no longer trust the CDC and other government agencies. Yeah, dipstick, because they've been weaponized against the American people. Everybody recognizes this now who's halfway awake. This is why I ask you to share these shows, because we still have half the country that's not awake, and they turn on CNN and nod their heads and go, well, everything's okay. But he says that the jabs save lives. Yeah, well, there's a European study we've quoted quite often, done by a combination and collaboration of doctors across national borders. And they said this conclusively and universally. And this was 8 months ago. At least 17 million people have died directly as a result of the clot shot. It's probably much higher than that by now, and that number is going to continue to rise. And going back to Redfield, when he was the head of the CDC, you may recall that he was the one that led to Operation Warp Speed. And boy, Trump was duped. You know, you think you could trust your medical people. We had a history in this country that a medicine doesn't get to market until 5 to 10 years of testing. Really hard to get. And now we just have one hand washes the other. People from the CDC retire and they go to work for Big Pharma. Big Pharma people retire, they're appointed to the CDC, and what you get is a collaborative criminal mafia designed to defraud the public, because everything they're giving us now, you can't trust that it's absent of scientific proof that it works and it's safe. I have no confidence. You know, given my battle with the strip lung linings that I had, the virus I had, RSV. People are saying, Dave, you need both parts of the pneumonia virus shot. No, I can't. Because I don't know that that wouldn't kill me faster. And now I have to take my chances because I can't trust this medical establishment. And this is how I'm feeling. And this is how, we're in the polls now, it's how about 60% of the country is feeling. So we look at this, and I'm going to find a couple of the relevant statistics here in my notes.
Redfield tried to say that the most vulnerable people are 60 and 65 years of age. Okay, that's not novel to getting an injection because of the COVID virus. People that are 60 to 65 and 70 and 75 and up, these people are vulnerable simply because of the fact that they're older. And stuff begins to happen when you get past 60. So this has nothing to do with the medical treatments. And so what Redfield's doing is saying, well, what we did was kind of bad, but gee, it wasn't that bad. There's a silver lining over here and it's actually kind of good. That's defense material for Nuremberg trial. And this man needs to be, in my opinion, incarcerated for the rest of his life. Accessory to murder one. Now, who are the perpetrators? Big Pharma. Big Pharma. It's just absolutely terrible. I look at this and I just shake my head in amazement, people. I hate to say this, but I believe now, given the history of corruption that we're seeing with Big Pharma and the CDC, that just getting your children vaccinated on a regular basis, I think it's a risk. I don't trust anything these people do because nothing is based on science anymore. It's just like climate change because we say it's true. Show me the data. The mitigation techniques will work and you have to pay you to clean your home up. Show me that it's true. This is such bullcrap. We have no science anymore. You know what we have? It's Galileo. He made these astronomical discoveries. The Earth is not the center of the universe. And the Catholic cardinals went to him and he said, look, I don't mean any offense. I believe in God, but if you'd look at my telescope, you'll see about this point, I'm right. And so what these cardinals did, and they could work for the CDC today, they walked up to the telescope, Galileo, and they put their hands over their eyes so they could truthfully say before God, I didn't see anything. And then they charged him and convicted him of heresy. This is the kind of science we have today, people. And until we fire everyone connected, and I mean everyone, to the CDC, to the FDA, and then expand it, the State Department, the FBI, the CIA, until we get rid of all these criminals that are controlled by the deep state and their major donors, this is what we're going to continue to get. So when you roll up your sleeve, you're taking your life in your own hands. Check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv for the very best in investigative reporting, where we bring on an expert guest who is really happy to tell you about something that's going on that doesn't get a lot of attention or is being lied about in the mainstream media. And then they come back with, well, this is what we think you can do about it. You go, well, Dave, that's really cool. It is. It's a popular show. We're getting 5-star ratings. CommonSenseShow.tv, sign up today.
Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. We ask that you share this work. And I tell you, I think it just seems like there's a crisis every 12 hours. And it's quoting Doug Fortin, former DHS supervisor, combat marine in Fallujah. And Doug is also my broadcast partner on the Doug and Dave Intel Report, which has become pretty popular. And we do a lot of dot connecting. Doug is off on assignment right now, but I wanted to cover with you some connecting the dots today. And I'm just going to put the facts out there. I've got four of them written down here in my notes, and I'm going to put them out there. This is stuff we've all covered in the last 5 days. And I want to see what you make of this. I want to hear from you. I'm going to give you my opinion. And I'm going to go through these one at a time. But before we do, I have to tell you about a product that I owe my life to. I want to tell you about a product that I owe my lifestyle to. For me, the strip lung linings I've talked about with the RSV and the bad diagnosis and prognosis and so forth, I've been able to turn this around. And it's because of the NanoSoma spray. I quit every other medication in terms of what they were giving me to treat it. It was ineffective, and I won't go through all the reasons why. And It's just like modern medicine that they think. I'll just give you one example. Can you use an antibiotic to treat a virus? No. I know that. I'm not a doctor yet. That's what they did. So I went on the nanosoma spray and it all turned around. I'm doing pretty well. My lifestyle. I like to run. I like to do things. But my knee wouldn't let me for years. Go like this. Bone on bone. Now, because of the stem cells, the stimulation of the rub-on metasomer gel, I have a different lifestyle. I just can't tell you how appreciative I am and how much I want to bring this message to you. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Okay, I've got some facts here to build on the opening. We have an estimated 10,000 CHICOM soldiers crossing the California-Mexico border every month. We've seen the photos, we've seen the videos. Oh, CNN, conspiracy theory. What are these, photoshopped? I don't think so. And then, of course, Paul Preston sources will tell you, well, it's really interesting because they are entering Camp Pendleton in big numbers in white vans. And then Jamie Walden came on my show this week and said, Dave, I've got sources inside Camp Pendleton, because Jamie's a former Marine, saying they're pissed off because they're training these guys. And then you got Senator Dick Durbin saying we should put illegal immigrants into the military and give them full citizenship. Gee, what could go wrong? So you tell me. Okay, that's only the first part. The second part is a story that I know about firsthand, and Jamie said he had a very similar story. Other sources, same thing. People in Venezuela being hired by NGOs with laundered money from Biden, and they're being brought here as UN peacekeepers in disguise, disguised as illegal immigrants. And then this is a plot that's been in effect for some time, because some time ago, John Moore, popular talk show host at RBN, former Green Beret, former homicide investigator, very reliable. I'm on John's show once a week when I'm not traveling. And John's daughter went to buy a puppy in Seattle. And she said, oh, by the way, what do you do for a living? Oh, I'm a UN peacekeeper living in a really nice house, courtesy of your laundered money. And then we have the WHO, World Health Organization, WHO, pandemic treaty illegally entered into by the United States. It's a treaty. And unless it passes the Senate by a two-thirds vote, it's invalid. But it gives away national sovereignty. And I've been through it many times. They can mandate vaccines. They can mandate that you can't take certain medicines. They can mandate forcible incarceration for medical conditions without any specific variables. And this is like Rule 2.1 out of New York, we've talked about extensively. This is bad, people. This is martial law. This is medical martial law. And the Biden administration's fully embracing this. And now, just coincidentally, with Biden's approval rating, with the real sources that tell me, military-related sources, that his approval rating is between 9 and 12%, just in time for the rollout pre-election of 5 million bird flu vaccines. Here we go again. And then, of course, like I said, the UN troops coming across disguised as illegal immigrants, and then on government property for years in Hagerstown, Maryland, we've got the photos and the videos, manufactured UN MRAP vehicles. More medical martial law. And then I can go back in time to something I and Celeste Solomon, former FEMA administrator, have documented for years, ESF 8 through 14, Human Health Services and the UN. And it's medical martial law incarceration. And they go into great detail how they're going to transport, what they're going to do with them, what kind of facilities will they be staying in. 17 federal agencies, such as the FBI, DHS, but not one medical organization. And you're saying, holy crap, Batman, wait a minute. They're moving people for medical reasons to a facility and they don't have any doctors? And that's what the administration organization flowchart looks like. And then in these camps, covered by Army Field Manual FM 39.4, they talk about how they want foreigners eventually take over control of these camps on American soil. And then they've planned for the eventuality of where this is going. There was a video out there. I produced it because I had to clean it up. It was a mess, but we put it out. And what was interesting about this video is it showed soldiers with triangles, black triangles, embroidered in gold, doing war games at Camp Grayling in Michigan, a known FEMA camp. They were doing war games. And what was interesting about this is the Americans lost. And we could see from the video, they were surrendering. And then in Jade Helm 15 and 16, particularly 16, near Bastrop, Texas, they did drills to fight against, and they hired actors, crisis actors, at $18 an hour. DHS hired them, the Obama administration, to play the role of disaffected America guerrilla chieftain who were ex-military. Civil War. These are the variables we know to be true. These are facts that are in evidence and without dispute. So when you put all these facts up on the wall, like a homicide investigator, and you want to connect the dots and look for the patterns, it's very clear that we're going to be under UN martial law, and the pseudo mechanism, the legitimacy, is going to be through the WHO pandemic treaty, and the WHO is going to be doing it. We're going to have UN peacekeepers from Venezuela. By the way, to finish that story, taxi cab driver, and I told this week, shuffling around a guy for a few days doing administrative work of an undisclosed nature, eventually revealed to the taxi cab driver, and Jamie Walden has a similar story, that, you know, I'm with the UN, and eventually we're going to come out and we're going to be the peacekeeping force in America. It's Venezuelan. Then you have the Chinese factor. The Chinese factor should scare the hell out of you, because there was a 5-part series I did, and I'm rerunning it now, and I'm doing a part about every 3 days, and I'm up to part 3. And it was based on the Wei Fang speech, the defense minister speech, to the Central Planning Committee of the CCP, and basically said, you know, we're going to take over America. We need the resources or we can't survive. And if you want them to be the world policemen, that's why the UN is funneling them in, to be the major contingent in the UN peacekeeping force. 10,000 a month crossing our border. 10,000 a month. As Doug said and Jamie said, they're just going to show up wherever and do their military operations, and they'll seemingly come out of nowhere. The Wei Fang doctrine said they're going to commit genocide against America. They're going to use bioweapons. That's what he said in 2017. Speech that was released to people like myself, John Martin, John Moore, the late Paul Martin. And we all and others talked about it in detail. I think this is their battle plan. Medical martial law, followed by killing as many Americans as possible. Chinese takeover. Do you see it another way, given the facts and evidence? Am I jumping to conclusions that just can't be real? I have a hard time believing this too, but let's keep in mind, the Chinese have made the Bidens filthy rich. And we don't need to go very far in this, because we've seen congressional testimony. Now, they can deny it all they want. The Democratic Party and the Bidens and the DOJ stand down and won't go after him, won't even release key files under threat of contempt of Congress, which has already sent Trump supporters to prison. But they don't have to comply. But the Bidens are rich because of China. We know that the original COVID was developed in a biolab in Ukraine, sent by Air Force Two to the Wuhan lab. And we know that Devin Archer and Hunter Biden and others accompanied it. And according to Paul Preston, all six of the crew members have died mysterious deaths since then. Dead men tell no tales. I could go on and on and on, but this bird flu is going to be the catalyst, I believe, to stop the election or to make the election no voting in person. And then we'll get into what 2000 Mules video, our movie production, Dinesh D'Souza approved, ballot stuffing to extraordinary means. And it's all on tape. It's not controversial. Unproven allegations of voter fraud. Okay, well, do I believe the Democrats and the judges who are corrupt and bought off, or do I believe my lying eyes? I think there's a real good chance we won't have an election, but I think we have to proceed as if there is going to be an election. And if there is an election, they're going to go for massive cheating because we'll be in lockdown again. And this time, it'll be the UN enforcing it. It won't be local law enforcement called to the gym because someone won't wear a mask. This is scary stuff. We're in a very pivotal time between now and November. The future of our country, and probably the future of the planet, rides on what happens over the next 5 months. That's it for the Common Sense Show. We'll see you back here next time. Thank you for joining us.